Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Governor Gavin Newsom unveiled his first budget today, and one notable break from the past was the length of his presentation, clocking in at close to 2 hours. Phil, that man likes to talk.
He does, and he is really likes to talk about cities and finances. I remember when he was mayor of San Francisco, he once went on YouTube and gave what amounted to a seven-hour State of the City speech. This one, a lot less, but a lot more than Jerry Brown. He used to be able to do it in 20 minutes, and it was Jerry Brown. It was pretty simple. This is how much we owe. This is how much we got. Take a look at the numbers. We're not going to be spending too much money. Gavin's faced with a different situation. He has a budget surplus, so his $209 billion spending plan has about a 4% increase. I think you guys have talked about that. It also has afforded him to make down payments on a number of different things, including increased child care and kindergarten, pre-kindergarten in the schools, adding money to the education overall, probably going to get a break on tuition and California State universities, plus sort of the beginnings of possible health care and other changes that he promised during the campaign. And this is deliberate, Patty and John, because what we have here is this was tested by his people. They found that the biggest knock on Gavin that he promises a lot, and the question was whether he could deliver. The idea was to put a series of down payments that shows that he's delivering.
And of course, you've been through enough of these cycles, Phil, to know that what is proposed in the early part of the year can look a lot different by May.
It is. And you know, that's really important, because this is the budget. And come May, we have a thing called the May Revise, which takes a look at the finances for real. Are we going to continue to experience the economic growth that we have in the past couple of years? People have said, no, we're overdue for a slowdown. So that's going to be built in. Also, there's the unexpected costs that might show up between now and then, including like those proposals by the legislature. And there's also, you know, the thing about the budgets is, you know, we talk about them and, you know, we're not increasing spending, we're not increasing taxes. That always comes in later. And it doesn't always come in through state spending. For example, today, you know, we have a judge that's possibly ordering PG&E to inspect and clear out branches that may imperil hundreds of thousands of miles of lines through the northern part of California. That's going to cost money, and that's going to probably show up on our utility bills after the state gives a green light to it. Also, you know, if PG&E, for example, is held liable for the fire damage and the state agrees to another bailout, that's going to be on our PG&E bills too. So the state actually can be taking and spending money outside the budget that really affects you and me.
That's very interesting. Also interesting to note that Gavin is continuing to make a pretty big contribution into the rainy day fund that Jerry Brown was really committed to.
That's right, because that's the other part of the equation. One is, can he fulfill the campaign promises? He's making a down payment on that. The other one is, can he show the same fiscal responsibility that Jerry Brown did? He was dour-faced about it when he did it, Jerry Brown, but people loved him for holding back spending. So Gavin's saying, we're going to spend down the pension debt. We're going to spend down the other debt. We're going to do this sort of responsibly. We'll see how it holds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.